4 years ago this week, the town of Pavilion, Wyoming, was launched into the national debate over fracking when the EPA released a draft study linking the practice to groundwater contamination in the area. After coming under fire for its conclusions, the agency abandoned its study and turned the investigation over to the state. A recent investigation by the Casper Star Tribune traces the progress of the subsequent inquiry and finds for all the talk, there's been very little action. Ben Storo reported the story, and he joined Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce to discuss it. He started by explaining that in the 50,000-plus public documents that he combed through, one of the most striking findings was that the state internally considered drilling groundwater monitoring wells in Pavilion to study the contamination, but never disclosed that plan publicly and never acted on it.
Monitoring wells, they're really the key piece of the puzzle here in trying to find an answer to all of this. And, you know, what the state says is those wells are very expensive to drill, and they are, and that they might not find answers, and that's possible. The criticism of that is that really, even if you concede that EPA might have messed up in its study, that there was enough concerning information there to warrant an all-out scientific press. The way one expert put it to me was, given how important Pavilion became nationally and to the national debate over fracking and oil and gas operations in general, spending a couple $1 million to figure this question out is probably a good investment. And so I think reasonable people can probably disagree about that, but that was sort of the question that we were trying to dig into here.
So just to clarify, when the EPA handed over the study to the state did consider doing its own original scientific analysis, essentially trying to replicate the results of the EPA study, but in the end, it opted not to. What has the state done?
The state has done, in fairness to the state, what their agreement with the EPA said they were going to do. The question is whether that agreement went far enough and whether more could have been done. The first two studies in particular, the well integrity and the pit study, they're just a paper review. And so I think one of the things we were trying to tease out here is, you know, is that enough? You know, is that enough to get the answers that we need?
And what did you conclude?
There's a couple things. The first, in my mind, is that Pavilion got politicized and it got turned into a referendum on fracking, and that while fracking may have played a role in Pavilion, that it's a much more complicated place than that, and that there are people whose health may or may not have been impacted by that who still don't have answers today, and they don't have answers today because a lot of people on both sides of the debate went full steam on this and really, you know, probably made it more difficult for the scientists to do their job, the EPA and the state. And so I think that's an important point of the story. I think also the important point of the story is that, again, there are people who health may have been impacted who don't have answers, and I think there's a legitimate question to ask about whether everything has been done to try and solve this, especially given how much was made out of it. So I think those were the things we were trying to answer. Those were our questions going into this, and I think what we found is that, you know, EPA decided that they weren't going to see it through. And different people can have different opinions of whether it's a good idea or not, but they didn't see it through, and that the state to date hasn't answered the questions. Now, there is a whole DEQ report, that's the Department of Environmental Quality, that is due out this month, and maybe we'll get some answers there. But I think the point of some of the experts that we talked to is, you know, it's hard to imagine that we're going to get anything definitive when we didn't have groundwater monitors drilled.
And given, you know, the fact that these studies haven't been done, that the monitoring wells haven't been drilled, has the window of opportunity passed to answer some of these questions?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I spoke to Robert Jackson, who's a professor at Stanford University and who's an expert in this area. And what he said to me about this was that it gets harder and harder over time because conditions on the ground change. I mean, one of the great ways he put it to me that sort of, I think, summed it up was with Pavilion, even if it was oil and gas, it's just as likely that it was poorly constructed wells or disposal pits as it was fracking. And it might have been from 1970 or it might have been from 2000. But the longer the time passes, the conditions on the ground change. And so if you're trying to find an answer to the question, you really need to try and get on it quickly. And so at the end of our interview, I asked him, I said, well, is too much time passed? And he sort of paused for a while and he said, no, I don't think so. I think if the state did what they proposed doing, we could get some answers.
I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks for having me.
That was energy reporter Ben Storrow of the Casper Star Tribune speaking with Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce.